We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Artists, get on with it.
Everybody knows that this patriarch of the Orthodox countries, they are the biggest KGB and this mafia, and everybody knows that. Yeah. You know, like if you are trying to prove something with this Pussy Riot movement.
Well, maybe if you are cynical, you can think, okay, they got themselves a nice career out of it.
Yeah, they got a nice career, yeah. No? Because everybody knows
they have been in prison for a year.
They had like punk band, now they got the albums, and everybody, a lot of producers only want to post the right record, you know? Yeah, and that's this kind of time, you know, that everybody's doing. They, you know, if you want to be famous, you must do something. That's the whole idea of New York.
Thank you. fathers, and this happened to became our most inspiring and dearest. Called Senakis of Georgia at the time, and he died in 1996, but he gave me this main impulse, which is still actually still strong for me. And then in 1990s, I went to Germany and showed my scores to a professor in Lübeck, Friedrich Dürr, because a friend of mine, 1989, here was a pretty intensive national movement, and Russian army killed 27 or something people. I was in this demonstration.
We'll be right back.
Pierre, I'm in Georgia right now. Can I phone you back? I'm back on Tuesday. Can I phone you back? Okay, see you then. Bye. It's all being recorded.
So where were we?
But yeah, a little question. So the people, you got slightly popular. Was it because you are like, did people know you from live?
I think it was MySpace and also this festival where I took my place. And I don't know, they just like, people just like my music and all of a sudden they, you know.
But did you release something?
No, Georgia, who released anything? Now maybe 3-4 years ago people started releasing, but not, there aren't any labels in Georgia. Through internet, like German labels mostly, independent labels, but no, back then, like, nobody released anything. It was just MySpace, and that's it. You kept your release on MySpace, full stop. But Melody at times, maybe.
Who's paying? Yeah.
Everybody's very suspicious.
Yeah, everybody's interested. You know, there's non-government movements. They're like, who's your sponsor?
Yeah.
Who's the sponsors?
Yeah.
This is the point.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of non-government movement who is just working and who do this just because they want money. You know, and they know this area in the future will be the sitting on this government place. They know. Everybody knows. Because there are a lot of I think the half of the Tbilisi non-government is like totally these guys, you know, the justice and something like that. There are a lot of plenty of them in there, and if nobody knows who gave them money, and so there are people who call them like USA, this capitalist Soros and Trump, and they gave them money, and they are.
So yeah, basically for that. I don't know how to change, but I can say that the point is how they change now, the changes that comes now. This is the wrong way, you know? Because like 3 weeks ago we could drink in the streets. Now you can't drink in the streets. It's not good, you know? Because when in this country, when you have not marijuana, not any drugs, I'm not talking about this, you know, this strong drugs. I'm talking like the easy drugs, yeah? You don't have nothing. The only way you can get relaxed and like maybe to get fun is drink beer. And the good point was you can drink beer anywhere, you know, in the street. So I thought they use this, I know, the in the plastic bag, in the plastic bag. So I talked to police, you know, it's like the normal countries have the plastic bag you can drink. No. After 6 o'clock you can't drink anywhere. I was like, why? No, because then you are
No, we have ourselves.
Most people will say that we need some weed or something. No, we don't need weed. We just need a good erudite education, I guess.
Why are they so problematic with drugs? Is it since they are independent, or was it always like this?
Not always like this. Mm. The point is that people who want to smoke, they're smoking now. And if it will be decriminalized here or this legal, the same people who smoking, it will be not plus or minus, you know, it will be the same situation.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You will be more relaxed, you know, you must be not smoking.
Yeah.
Good. So yeah, but we were fighting, we will get activists for, now we must decriminalization the marijuana or something like this. And then they were looking at us, oh, okay. After 2 weeks, you wanted marijuana? No, you can't drink in the street. And they were like, okay.
Zo beneden stukjes in het zand.
Nee, dat is wel fijn.
I don't even know. There are a lot of tragic things that keep persisting, and I cannot change them because one or two things I cannot do, knowing that they are bad, is to fire about 40% of this personnel, because these guys have been working here 40 and 50 years, and now to send them on a pension of 150 lari and mess up last years of their lives, I can't do it. But the bad thing is, so I have to keep lying the students that they're getting good education here. This is bullshit.
You actually and want to change the team?
I would love to. So if something will kill me, then this problem, because it's very depressing.
In that period, I think I was like more in both of Canada type of music, you know, the IDM music and ambient breaks or something like this. So we started the project, we call it Kennedy Space Center.
Thank you. Yeah.